Hello, welcome to News Pox. It's Tuesday, the 15th of April, and this is the news.
So, think here, saying that lots and lots of teenage girls have got STDs.
Dirty slags.
And that it's the youngsters. But then when you read the article, there's only one that's 12.
So what's the headline?
Drink sex STDs at age of 12.
But it's just one person.
It's just one. It's just another example of the papers trying to make out that teenage girls are all...
I mean, you know,
dirty,
if you are a young person and you want to have sex when you're a bit too young for it, at least be safe. That's what I say. Take care of yourselves, young people. That's the official News Pox stance on this.
I think Gordon Brown is in danger of being ousted.
Yes, we did talk about this yesterday. Certainly there's rumblings.
It's more rumblings today.
But then who's going to oust him? There aren't any obvious figures.
Who was the one that was singing of racing against him and then didn't bother? I think you fancied him.
Really?
Oh, it wasn't John Prescott.
Well, who it was then?
Speaking of which, I've still not heard back.
Very poor. I don't know, but yes, there's not any sort of very particularly charismatic figures in the Labour Party, apart from this mystery gentleman who we can't name at the moment.
Mystery gentleman?
Yeah, the one that apparently I fancy was going to stand up and didn't.
Oh yeah, I'll work out who it is.
It could happen. I think certainly, who were the Blair loyal Blairites? They're the sort of people who are going to oust him. That's who we want to watch out for.
Peter Mandelson.
Yeah, him. Probably him. But Gordon Brown's come out today. He said what his favourite books are. He said he likes James Bond books by Ian Fleming.
I bet he'd like something like Catcher in the Rye.
He does like Catcher in the Rye. He also likes Ian Rankin and Kingsley Amis. Quite a conservative
I reckon he really likes reading...
I think he reads spreadsheets.
Maths books and things like that. I wish he was still Chancellor.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously still doing the job of Chancellor.
I don't think there's anything... I think the thing that... Well, the problem with the... He got out at the right time, didn't he? Because it was always going to be... There's always going to be a boom and bust situation. And he got out just before it busted.
But he could have... He'd have been better off staying put and dealing with that rather than trying to pretend to be everything.
But then who would have led the country?
Well, Tony Blair. Tony Blair.
Well, he didn't want to, did he? He got a dicky ticker.
He did want to.
Really? No, he got a dicky ticker.
He got pushed out. Oh, you've got a very sharp memory.
Dicky ticker.
He didn't have a dicky ticker. he did have a dicky ticker.
It was ages ago. I'm going to retire at this stage. Liverpool Street station is going to close on Sunday the 4th of May and Monday the 5th of May. So they can make a fucking big bridge, basically. So that's annoying if you live near Liverpool Street Station, and perhaps you live near. You also have a shit train service on the tube because it keeps closing. So perhaps you won't even be able to go anywhere that weekend.
You don't live near Liverpool Street Station.
But Liverpool Street Station is where the alternative trains go to Walthamstow.
Number 48?
Oh, have you ever been on number... I went actually the whole journey on the number 48 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it took a long time.
What, from London Bridge to Walthamstow?
I did it the other way, but yes.
How long did it take?
Actually, not that long. I think it's a long time.
I think it's quite a good journey.
It was over an hour, though.
Was it?
Yeah. It was over an hour.
Got you all the way there, though, didn't it?
Well, we did get them all the way there, but, you know, sometimes it's not worth it. There's an old fella, 93, He's been driving for 76 years, never had an accident. And then what he's done is saved up for one fucking brilliant big accident.
What did he do?
He lives next door to a Porsche dealership, and every day he has to go past the Porsches in his car. He just trundles past to park into his little garage. What he accidentally did, of course, was someone acting by knocking on the door.
I
can see that ball.
I think it's acting.
Okay.
It's a child's laugh.
Someone's coming. Listen to this for a while.
Someone's coming. I can see that too, Bo. Shit pie.
I think it might be the Duke's
what
Hazard.
What is this? Bank holiday? Oh, I make big bang.
They'd probably do better if they did it on the stage.
Well, on the stages was the best place to perform, but sometimes outside the door's fine. Anyway, yeah, he smashed into two. He used basically one Porsche used as a ramp that then flipped him over on top of another one, and he caused £60,000 worth of damage. Which luckily, because he got no claims bonus for 76 years of accident-free driving, it's fine. It's covered by his insurance. So he's not gone. I've lost my confidence now. I'm giving up driving. I'm 93. I've had a good innings. I'll get a lift now. I don't need to go anywhere.
93.
It's old, isn't it? But good work. He's not had an accident until then.
Can you imagine being?
Do you know, he didn't have an accident that hurt anybody. It was just some cars. It's a shame, but it didn't hurt anyone.
Quite funny.
It is funny, yeah.
300 primary schools have been sold off in the past decade.
Yes, I noted this story also, and
I'm beginning to think Labour aren't very good.
I know.
It's weird how that happens.
Certainly, I'm aware that lots of primary schools have been turned into
bingo halls.
Well, no, actually, luxury accommodation. But I kind of thought that was just a central London thing. But no, it's happening all over the country. And are they building any new schools, though? This is the thing, it's primary school. It's not like they're being replaced
building
by academies.
Academies.
But they're not for primary
Tesco
school children.
Tesco academies.
But they're not for older children. They're like a comprehensive style.
But the McDonald's do ones for kids.
Happy
school.
Happy school. Do you get a free toy?
Yeah. If you stay in all day and don't swear.
And a fruit shoot.
And it's good, though, because they do the dinners as well.
And what do they learn about in McDonald's?
They get GCSE in McDonald's.
Excellent.
And they can go on to do E-level in McDonald's management. And transferable skills. They can also work at Burger King.
Well, that's good, isn't it? What about KFC?
KFC. The good thing is Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
They said, yeah, we'll accept a McDonald's qualification.
Oh, that is good. Very liberal of them.
Very, very liberal of them. Very liberal. Very, very liberal. Very liberal.
Mike Lee, the miserable director, he had a party in Camden last night and we weren't invited.
Weird.
Yeah, he's got this new film out, which is apparently quite jolly. Not miserable at all. And it's set in Camden, so they had the premiere in Camden.
Why aren't we in it?
Why aren't we in it, and why weren't we invited? We're leading figures in Camden. It's true.
Talking of leading figures in Camden.
Yeah, baby Winehouse, H&M. So the plan for Thursday is I'm in town. I've got an eye test at 5, so I think I'll pop back and meet you there. All right. Might as well, won't we? I'll tell you what, first 200 customers get 25% off.
Do you reckon there'll be a big queue of kids, though? Because if there is, I'm not getting in it.
If there is a big queue of kids, I'm not getting in it either. I'm not that bothered. I just thought it would be funny because I'm in town. In my head, it's just us two wandering around.
Yeah.
It's half term, though, so kids might be around. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on the situation. But certainly I'll be nearby anyway. Should I need to come in and
I certainly need a new string bikini. I'm thinking...
I need a Snoopy bra, so...
Yeah, I need some lip shine and some glitter for my cheeks. And body glitter.
Yeah. Joss Stone, apparently there's been rumours going around that people find her annoying. I don't know who started these rumours, but I suspect they are true. But she's hit back and said, well, my real fans like me, so I'm not bothered about people who don't like me.
I like Joss Stone.
Do you?
I don't have a
do
problem
like
with
crunchy advert? I find it slightly painful.
Do you mean the Flake advert?
Yeah.
It's a bit boring for fake adverts.
And I think she can't sing as well. In it, she doesn't sound, because she can sing, obviously.
Oh, look, I've spilt a bit in the top. Cheers,
she is a bit annoying, actually.
I don't know, I don't think she is. I think she's very good.
Okay, well, another person who's confounding our expectations. I think Justine's annoying, you tell me she isn't. I say James Blunt is cool. But apparently he's not cool at all, says in the paper today. And I've been thinking he was cool all this time.
Right. Is this because of what he has in his wallet?
Yeah, he's got a picture of the Queen. Well, him with the Queen in his wallet. To be honest, I'd probably keep one of them in my wallet if I had one.
Would you?
Picture of James Blunt and the Queen. Brilliant, my two favourites.
If you had a picture of you and the Queen.
Yeah.
If you had a picture of you and Freddie Mercury.
That would be my Facebook profile picture. What about you, if you were with Queen Latifah?
Yes. I'd be pleased with that. Actually, I looked on Facebook before, and my friends Liza and Jackie, they both used to be obsessed with Brian May. I noticed on their wall-to-wall they're having a conversation about Brian May.
Brilliant.
And we all met outside a Brian May concert in about 1990.
That's when you met and got to know each other.
Well, that's when we met Jackie. Me and Liza up. Knew each other. That's where we got to meet Jackie.
I'm aware of Liza's work because she went to your school, didn't she?
But Jackie is thinking of trying to get onto some course that Brian May is doing so that she can meet him again.
I'd just like to shout out to Jackie and Liza. Everything we do, everything we do, everything we do, everything we do. It's driven by you! Oh.
That
was
really bad.
Driven by you!
Too much love will kill you!
Just as soon as murder!
It'll drain the power within you! I've met Brian's choice.
Well done. Well done.
And Roger Taylor once.
Yeah, well, as we discussed yesterday, I've kissed Chaz and they.
I met Les Dennis twice, once when I was 7, once when I was 30.
When did you meet Les Dennis? When you were 30?
When I was with you.
We never met Les Dennis.
Yes, oh yeah, we did!
How come that is not our Facebook profile picture?
This is a really horrible picture.
It is, actually.
I look like a lesbian and you've got your baps out.
talking of baps out, Tamara Mellon, the woman who invented Dewey Two Shoes, she's going out with Christian Slater and she's been photographed on the beach. She's got her baps out, and I have to say, excellent
Hello.
Baps.
Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message
this is exciting,
after
isn't
the tone.
I'll turn that down.
Hello, this is Lars, the director of the Gale teacher. Just calling to let you know that there's some complications. We won't be able to make it in today. It's the little holes in the wall. But oh. We will be able to do it tomorrow or... Thursday. So I'll give you tomorrow and we can arrange for
the This is the best bit of news box ever. Lars is our phone message.
We're very flexible, so anytime.
Anyway, Tamara Mellon, great melons. She's 40 years old and they're very good for
sort
of good figure. Generally. But she's rich.
Thank you for calling.
Rich as hell due to all those Jimmy Choos that she sells to Sergeant Sparker. So
Well, when you're 40 in 12 years.
Yeah.
You might have that kind of a body if you carry on going to the gym.
Unlikely.
Doing your PT, your PE.
JK Rowling, how old is she? 42. Is that going to keep beeping there?
That's it.
Okay. I'm sure I turned that down. We ran into problems with our aunt's phone today. It knackered up earlier. But it does appear to be working now, although in a slightly annoying way.
You have one message, deleted.
Endless
messages.
Sorted.
I would have thought she was older than 42.
No, she's only 42, apparently. But she has had children quite recently, hasn't she? Anyway, she is having a fight with someone in the court because a guy wants to write the Harry Potter lexicon. which is basically an encyclopedia of Harry Potter and its characters and what happens. And she's saying no. To be honest, I think she's got a bit OTT, and I'm a big fan of J.K. Rowling. I think she's a brilliant woman. I really like her. I think I don't resent her success whatsoever. I think she deserves every second of it. She's great, right? But she has gone a bit mad now. I'm deeply troubled by the portrayal of my efforts to protect and preserve the copyrights I have been granted on the Harry Potter books. She's can't work on her new book because she's so upset about it. And she's saying she doesn't want this book to come out because it's stolen. It constitutes wholesale theft of 17 years of my hard work. I think, well, it's not really. And nobody is going to buy... Nobody's going to think, shall I get the last book in the Harry Potter series? Shall I buy that for myself? Or shall I buy instead an encyclopedia about Harry Potter? Or I'll tell you what, I'll buy the encyclopedia, so I don't really give a shit what happens at the end. That's not going to happen. I think she's probably sold as many books as she's ever going to sell. What do you think?
I think they should have got permission to do it if they wanted to do that.
I do agree that that should be the case, but I think
she's taking it.
No, absolutely, but I think she's taking it a bit too far, saying, oh, I can't possibly concentrate on doing anything because I'm so upset about it. Yeah, well, no, just get them to pay you some money. Well, that doesn't mean much to her. But, or, I don't know, I think she's been a bit OTT, but I do like her. But apparently she wanted to do one. She wanted to do an encyclopedia of her own, of Harry Potter, which would be much better. So I don't know. She should be flattered in a way. If someone wants to.
Well, she's furious.
Guess what happens?
Don't know.
The world's biggest barbecue happened. There's 1,200 chefs. They cooked 12 tons of beef in Uruguay, or Uruguay as it's also known. Previously the record held by Mexico, but the Uruguay, I tell you what, in South America they love a barbecue.
I like a barbecue.
You don't? Or you do?
I do. I don't
but you wouldn't eat 12 tonnes of meat?
I would eat a lasagna size of a table.
In your life, do you think you could eat 12, how much meat do you think you eat? Think it would be
not very much. I had a bit of chicken last night.
So you wouldn't eat 12 tons over your lifetime?
12 tons is a lot, isn't it?
I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think I would. I don't know. Maybe if you ate...
I'm not eating it for you.
If you ate some of it for me.
No, I'm not going
to. Oh, but what if my life depended on it?
If your life depended on it, I'd consider having a buffalo wing.
You'd probably enjoy it, wouldn't you? You'd love it.
Yeah,
I've seen
just
you.
Make me feel a bit...
a bit woo.
When I was a kid, I didn't eat a chipolata.
I don't even know what one of those is.
A tiny sausage. I can't remember where this is. South Korea. They got this thing that happens. Basically, it's a marketing scam, I believe. So they have this calendar of love. So they've got a Valentine's Day, like we all have. But Valentine's Day is just for women to give gifts to men. Then they have White Day on March the 14th. And that is for men to give gifts to women. So they've got February 14th covered, March 14th, April 14th, which is yesterday. It's Black Day, which is when single people all get together and cry. and eat black food and wear black because their lives are meaningless. So they're kind of come up with one for every month of the year. They've got Green Day in August, which is going to be the 14th of August, I guess. And then couples are encouraged...
Is that for wearing loads of eyeliner and being a bit punky?
No, apparently they're supposed to drink a cheap green liqueur. Or liquor, not liqueur. I read the word wrong, but they're similar. It's creme de menthe, I guess. That's not cheap though, is it? Pricey. It's probably Kiwi 2020.
Ooh.
Kiwi and lemon, which is the best flavour of 2020, actually. So I don't know what other ones they kind of... Can you suggest any more romantic days?
Christmas Day? For Valentine's Day?
No, I meant make up ones for the Koreans to get involved with.
Oh, Easter. National Non-Smoking Day. Passover?
In Italy.
What about Lent? 40 days of... What about Italy? What about bloody Italy? What about Italy? Michelle, what about Italy?
They have an election. It is Italy. Isn't it? In this story, it doesn't mention what country this has happened. You have to just assume. I think it's Italy. it's where Silvio Berlusconi has...
Such a brilliant name. His name should go on the list of top names.
Okay. Was that how Fiona Bruce said it the other day when we were watching something and we laughed at her?
Did she not say hummus?
No, that's Delia. Anyway, he's back in power. Should put the sign on the door saying, do not disturb?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll ignore them then. There's a fireman who is a Reiki healer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest load of bullshit I've read in my life.
What does he do?
He puts his hand on animals and they tell him where it hurts and they get them out of a tree or something. This is Beth's story. There's a moose loose about this moose. They've bred some mooses and they've released them in the Scottish Highlands. It's the first time they've actually been moose there for 1,000 years.
Have they been hunted and killed?
Not yet, but they're going to get some rich businessmen to come over from America and do that.
I wish I'd maybe jump on a train, get up there and preempt it. I'd like to wear this. To wear. Proper one.
Proper one. Nice, it would be funny,
wouldn't it?
Well, I wouldn't want to kill a moose. I'd like to say hello to one, though.
Well, it wouldn't want to say hello to you.
It wouldn't.
That I can guarantee.
Right, should we finish now? I think we got interrupted today.
Yeah.
I do apologise.
TV, quickly.
How to Look Good Naked. It's full on tits and from Fanny this time. I reckon in series 5 of How to Look Good Naked, they'll boost the confidence at the end by making them do a full on porn film.
Oh, about being gang raped.
That was bad. Anything else on?
Nope.
Right then. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you and good night. And do forget to have safe sex. Don't forget to have safe sex. Do remember to have safe sex. Especially if you're a teenager. Especially if you're 12. If you're 12, you shouldn't be listening to this. You should be playing My Little Ponies.
Thanks, Bob. Hardly My Little Ponies.
Maybe not.